I guess it's kind of safe to say that an evening of comedy with Paula Poundstone is not going to be the typical setup joke, etc. How would you describe it to somebody who hasn't seen one of your performances before?
Well, I've been doing this job for 40 years, so somewhere in my head, there's 40 years of material floating around up there. I always figured that the inside of my head must look something like one of those arcade games where they blow the, you step into a glass booth and they blow the paper money around you, and whatever you can grab, you can keep. Whatever jokes I can grab, I can keep. But my favorite part of the night is just talking to the audience. I do the time-honored, where are you from, what do you do for a living? And in this way, little biographies of audience members emerge, and I use that from which to set my sails. So by its very nature, no two shows are the same. But I don't know when I'm going to say what. You know what? I'm very lucky. I have the best job in the entire world. And guess what? A little bit of experience goes a long way.
Where do you develop your unique fashion sense?
I don't really consider myself exactly synonymous with fashion, but I always get so nervous when I get into the dressing room that no matter, you know, something would have to be absolutely god-awful for me to not buy it once I've tried it on. You know, I so hate trying on clothes that I'm just like, yeah, this is good, and then I leave. It's the silliest thing in the world, the whole idea of fashion, one way or the other, that they convince you every year there's a business that convinces you that what you just bought from them because they convinced you that you needed to, now is no longer, now it's not the right thing to have. They do that with electronics now, too. I bought a smartphone one time, like an Apple, whatever they call them. I bought one the day before the new one came out. And the guy at the store just couldn't believe it. He was like, well, don't you want to wait till tomorrow to get the, you know, the 5 or whatever the hell it was? I was like, no, I need one now.
No. Do you still have 14 cats?
No, I have 13 cats. Yeah.
But your house is not as full of children anymore.
No, my kids are young adults now. By the way, the 20s are awful. You know, it's the years where they tell you what an awful job you did. That's nice to hear. Thanks. It's the years where they tell you how terribly unsatisfying everything was. I don't know. My daughter's always, my middle daughter always tell me I do stuff wrong. I'll sing a song and she'll say, that's not how it goes. And I'll say, well, I'm singing a different song. But it goes one you don't know.
That's right.
Sounds very similar to that one that you do know, but it's not that. People say to me all the time, they go, you must miss them so much. I go, yeah, I do, yeah. If it ever gets to be too much, I just take out my checkbook and make a tapping sound with my pen. They can hear that from anywhere.
You know, you're involved in so many different things, and you find humor for the rest of us, but, you know, what's really funny to you?
Oh, I'm a cheap laugh. I like silly and stupid. I've never laughed harder than when someone came out of the bathroom with toilet paper on the back of their foot. I really have an unsophisticated sense of humor. My favorite, I love the old radio comedy team, Bob and Ray. I like them because they're silly. I love the Three Stooges. To me, the Dick Van Dyke Show is my Bible. I sometimes quote from the book of Buddy.
What do you think has been the key to longevity, especially for a woman and mostly male-dominated industry?
Well, I never paid too much attention to that fact. It's true, but I never paid much attention to it. I'm not really certain, honestly. I think I just love it so much, I just won't stop doing it. It is truly the greatest job in the entire world. I consider myself a proud member of the endorphin production industry. And honestly, now more than ever, we do need to be able to laugh.